from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody in Columbia Green Media reports that the State Board of Elections is spending $19.4 million in federal funding to secure elections from cybersecurity attacks. All county boards of elections systems will conduct risk assessments, and the state is looking at intrusion detection systems that monitor websites, applications, and network trafficking for suspicious activity. State Board of Elections co-executive director Todd Valentine said, and I quote, "We are using this money to hire additional in-house staff to create a secure election center that will assist our counties in security compliance and developing incident response plans. We have a number of key areas to protect, and we have not been complacent since the 2016 elections. Voters in New York should be confident that their voting system is secure," end quote. Both Greene and Columbia County election systems are not connected to the Internet. Columbia County Board of Elections Commissioner Virginia Martin said, and I quote, "Cybersecurity is a very resource-intensive undertaking, so any funds that are appropriated toward it are appreciated and will be put to very good use," end quote. Russian hackers reportedly tried to sway the 2016 election, and there are reports that say undermining elections is underway again this year. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. Chris Bragg reports in Capital Confidential that Maggie Moran, a managing partner at the lobbying firm Kivett, is running the re-election campaign for Governor Andrew Cuomo. Bragg writes in the Albany Times-Union blog, and I quote, "A look at Kivett's current and recent lobbying clients disclosed on the website of the State Joint Commission on Public Ethics shows a number with business before the Cuomo administration, including a gas pipeline operation, Williams Company, which is seeking state approval for a contentious project," end quote. Howie Hawkins, the Green Party candidate for governor, criticized the lobbyists leading Cuomo's campaign August 21st. Hawkins tweeted, and I quote, "Maggie Kivett has received more than $40,000 in contracts as a lobbyist for dirty fossil fuel company Williams Energy. At New York, Governor Cuomo has just hired her as his campaign director. Climate leader," end quote. Moran is on leave from Kivett while working on Cuomo's campaign, but Kivett still has close ties as Cuomo's first communications director, Rich Bamberger, is a managing director. He says the company is careful to avoid conflicts. Bamberger said, and I quote, "In New York, the law has changed, forcing communications firms to register as lobbyists if they create work such as digital or newspaper ads, even if there is no interaction with the lawmakers or state agencies, which is the situation that Kivett finds itself. Kivett holds itself to the highest standard, and it's our hope to raise the bar on transparency and disclosure," end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that leaders of the State Supreme Court Officers Association and the State Court Officers Association, both on August 21st, urged Governor Andrew Cuomo to start an independent investigation into sexual harassment allegations that seem buried by the Office of Court Administration. Last week, a female attorney, Alexis Marquez, filed a federal lawsuit in U.S. District Court. Marquez claims she was demoted and then fired from her job as a law clerk after accusing acting state Supreme Court Justice Douglas Hoffman of harassment. The lawsuit says the state's top judicial officials condone, and I quote, "a widespread culture of silence and retaliation," end quote. Pat Cullen, president of the State Supreme Court Officers Association, and Dennis Quirk, president of the State Court Officers Association, both want an independent investigation. Cullen said, and I quote, "The lack of transparency and lack of independent spirit in an investigatory body, whether it be ours or any other agency, is troubling," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that the Dutchess County Legislature celebrated its 50th year August 20th with a meeting in the livestock show ring at the Dutchess County Fair. Before 1968, the county was run by a board of supervisors. Legislature Chairman Greg Pulver said that when the body began, most members were farmers, so holding the meeting in the livestock ring made sense. Read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News Network. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather updates, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.